Okay. So we're holding him Simon Chashin Chavkes. Sif Chavkes, Mishabur Sivkatan Sadi, right, where the Tsar, the Shar Tzion has, the, there's a Tzion for Ois Samach Vav in the Shar Tzion. So he said over here, there's a heter being mapped as the Shkin to take out the post which is there. Either because Malachas and Sichel Gufa is Rabban and Malcolm Sarlo Gazu, or according to the Manam, Malachas and Sichel Gufa is Kayev. The Rabban passes this din, the Rabban passes Malachas and Sichel Gufa is Kayev. So, how does he understand this din? The Malach over here would be a Mak of Passage Zikha Malach, and that doesn't make sense when you're not doing it. For the purpose of making a Pesach. So you know, let's go back a step. Let's go back to the Shartin and Samachay. Okay. So he said one argument that's not, it's not a Gemar. Morgan Rum. Shartin and Samachay says Morgan Rum. See him, and he says another swore, Inami, the Rabbi Shinim is Kavan, Maga Mishnah. So what is his argument that Dabar Shein Miskaven? What is Dabar Shein Miskaven? Right, that's not the issue here. The issue here, the person is intentionally making the nekev. There's just in a tzichel guva, but not Dabar Shein Miskaven. He's making the nekev b'kavana. So Rutz Alarma. So what does he mean to say? He means like this: Shekol Shein Miskaven Lasus Pe. So the Maga Mishnah says this Smora, that when it comes to this idea of making, creating kalim and these type of things, so things which are be'etzim kalim, so that's automatic, but things which are not functioning for that purpose, if the purpose is lacking, it doesn't get the same binyan of a kli, period. Example, a person pulls off, the case we had this by the story of the toothpick. If a person pulls a piece of splinter of wood off of a larger piece of wood to use as a toothpick, he's chai for making a toothpick. If he pulls it off, not l'shem being a toothpick, so it's mutter. So what do you mean it's mutter? At best, it should be Malachas and Tzichel Gufa. I'm making a toothpick, not for the purpose of... So he says, if you don't intend to make a toothpick, it's not a toothpick. It's a piece of wood. So if you have no intent to use this as a functional opening, which is... The Malach over here is making a Pesach. Chazal's definition of a Pesach is made l'hachzor l'hotzi. If you don't intend to use it l'hachzor l'hotzi, it's not that you have a Pesach, just not using it. It's not a Pesach. It's just a hole which doesn't have a Shem Pesach on it. So you didn't create a functional Pesach. So I make a door to my house, that's a standard thing to do. So whatever my kavanah is irrelevant. I made a Pesach. So you call it a best, but these type of things which are not be'etzem a ma'isa, it's only because the function gives it the shame of the ma'isa. If there's no function, there's no ma'isa. Okay. Okay. Now, samach vav, back in the mishabura, where the mishabura, the tzion of samach vav is in the mishabura. Why isn't sheishem nekev b'zroya shekaren aptura? So they have this opening, which is called an aperture, I guess. I'm not sure what its function was. In Nitzim and Nekim Ksas, and they needed this opening for whatever reason. So it's starting to get closed. He wants to put something there to prevent it from closing. So he's making a Pesach. He's helping make a Pesach. Sure, he's not making a new one. He's just holding on to the one which is there already. So it's on a malacha. Just hanging over here. You have the boil, and there's this hole which you made already. Now it's closing. Can you reopen it? Milashin Shachrar, Mash, the Philly Yesh Benek, Bala Archiva is Osir. Because also of the Shachrar is the Mafis Shkin, Beshabas Kreela Harkiv Piamaka is already Osir. So even if you're just being, it's already there, you're just being Marchiv, but it's Osir, according to the language of the Machaber. Okay, fine. Retiel Mutalitan Allah Abtura, Kemoshakos Besif. We said in Sim Chazayin that a makah which is nisrapa already, you can put a retiya on it because it's not refuah, it's just protecting it. Say for Ravon Masha, the also litan ala retiya. More to the kancha, lahitzi alecha shebaseichu, to take out whatever liquid was in there in this. I guess they made this opening to help, like a drain for some type of an illness which was there, some type of an abscess, it was a drain. So you want to pull out the pus. She got to clean it out to get the lecha out. B'miyudeya shematzi dam kishemekancha or yikancha b'shabbos. The psik ratio. If he knows that whenever he touches there, it causes it to bleed, so then you can't do that on Shabbos. Because it's a psik ratio. Now the sharetzir is habeches. When the hakshas a milo name it, Avi Melachos in Tzich Lagufa, Umemakim Sarah Lagazu. So why do you ask? But you have no intent, you have no purpose of making it bleed. So that's Melachos in Tzich Lagufa, and Umemakim Sarah Lagazu. He says no. Efshad the hakshas ain kol kach tzar im leyikaneach. There's a way of doing it without making it bleed, so you have no right to make it bleed because you say that's a need, it's not really a need, or alternatively it's not such a significant need to start with. Okay, you can change the cloth which is there, the bandage which is there, shim lo yachlif yasriach v'gadol kavod abrius. I mean, it fills up with this pus, it starts getting a bad smell, so that's kavod abrius to allow him to remove that. V'yesh gam yesh tzar mizeh, and it also would be creates a discomfort. Okay, nudin. Also, locha shkin. You can't scratch it. Shal yedei achichu moti dam shdibul mabaser. That causes it to bleed, to bring out the blood which is there. Benedar malecha medam shitarnu leyab sif katan beites lohitzi dhasim hukanus mashen ken medam shdibul mabaser. I said before, if you have the boil and inside of the boil, there's already some mixture of blood and pus, etc. That blood already has left the body. It's just being contained inside of the boil. But here we're talking about it's going to press out blood, which is in the body, actual body, in the flesh. That's also. Okay. Chav tes, mishenig for yado aragla. The person banged up his foot or his hand. So some se biyayin kray lahamid adap. So it's starting to bleed. So you can use the alcohol, which is in the wine, as an astringent, to cause it to stop bleeding. So using wine is mutter, but using vinegar, that's a ma'isa refuah. If he's a delicate person, so his reaction to the strength of wine will accomplish the same thing as vinegar and zasser. He tripped and he fell and he damaged his arm or his foot. The wound over here was not caused by metal, by specifically iron, because we said before that's a sakana. Or if it's a wound on the back of the hand or the foot, that's considered a sakana. And you can't use whiskey either. Those are very strong astringents, so that's a refuah. That's a mice of refuah. Okay.
What's an astringent?
Astringent. It causes something to tighten up, and that causes it to stop bleeding. Munog. Sharbasar Rach, he is very delicate skin. For him, his reaction even to something which is not so strong will give a strong reaction and cause it to stop bleeding. Okay, Lamed. Misha Nishmata Perik Yadoi Iragla. So, joint went out of place. Lo Yishafsh. So you would rub it with cold water. You can pour water over it like you're washing yourself, and the reaction to the sometimes the reaction to the cold of the water is it'll cause it to snap back in place. That's mutter, but to rub it while you're doing so is awesome.
To the cold of the
Lord. Yeah, it seems to be. So the bone jumped out of its joint. He's going to come back to this, you know, discussing the issues of massaging over there. Okay. Lamed Aleph. Siparin Shaperisha. So the person has a fingernail which has started to rip off, or if it sits in, shein kamin ritzuas dak, because you have little strips of skin, shepershim yora etzba some of itziparin, which are pulling off, have pulled off from the skin around the fingernail. Yepershu ruban. If the majority has pulled off, klavi malo, we'll see what the definition is of klavi malo. So then, umetzaros say, and they're uncomfortable. Lasirim b'yad mutter b'kli pater malas. So it has these three criteria: that it's pirish rubai, it's klavi malo, and it's mitzarehim. So then, b'yad is mutter, b'kli is that nachayv, it's mutter b'laser. Because since the majority has been pulled off. Lo pirsha ruban, b'yad mutter b'laser, b'kli chayv katas. So the majority has not pulled off already, that's still considered attached. So detaching it would be b'kli, which is the normal derech, would be a chayv katas.
What's this?
Tzipar and shapirsha and the tzitzin of the little pieces of skin around your fingernail, which become slightly detached. Now, what does this word klavi malo mean? So there's machlokes. Pirsh Rashi, klavi malo, klavi Rashi etzba esav. Minotam pirish, tano klavi aguf, tzarech lachish l'shnei pirushim. So according to Rashi, if this little skin, piece of skin around the fingernail, if it was attached towards the body and detached towards the tip of the fingernail, that's called pirsha rub. That's called klapimal. and then you're allowed to take it off the rest of it. That way you would not be called klapi mala. Klapi mala is referring towards the body. So if it's attached, if it's detached in the direction towards the body, then it's considered klapi mala. It is mutter. So the ma'aseh of tichoshes bolshitas. So either way, it's also to take it off now, because each according to Rebbeinu Tam, Rashi's case is also according to Rashi, Rebbeinu Tam's case is also.
Rebbeinu Tam is saying that it's detached in the direction of the body.
The heter of removing it is if it's detached in the direction towards the body. The detached part is towards the body. Yeah. So by the fingernail, it means the majority of the fingernail. Sitzin cause of prima godam, the end of the day arrives them may ayin maskil. What you said, the majority is pulled off. The majority of what? I mean, it's attached to your skin. So the majority of the skin of your body, that doesn't make any sense. So what are we comparing? So if the person would go and remove it, pull it off, there's an amount you would pull off. You pull off some of the little bit of the skin with it. So that's how we measure the full amount, and then you define roiv based on that. So we said if it's pirsha ruban, then biyad is mutter. Mister biyad mutter the kibush pirsha ruban. Currently not, since the majority of the fingernail has come off already, it's definitely going to eventually come off totally. That's number one. And the conclusion, so we darshan is if it's already detached. Therefore, in conjunction with the fact that there's sar, chazal did not ask it to kishum asir al yedei shinoi dehanu b'yadu. And then, if you do it with a shinoi, makom sar, something which really makes it, then we consider it like as if it's tolush ramat. But obviously you can't. You're pulling off something which is going to cause you to bleed.
So it sounds like this is still the possible heter despite the conclusion of the Shatara.
Well, not really, because he's just defining this step of the Shulchan Aruch. But you know,
right.
Well, Pirsha Ruben, who did I feel of the Pirsha Klau, Potter Biyad, then there are Klitzish Biyad, and Akta the Shmirin, the Philip is the Osir. So he's saying, if you tell me the question whether it is either Potter or Chayiv, so what role does Lloyd Pirsha Ruben play? You should say it wasn't Pirsha at all. In regards to the Yisr, it's the same thing. The Chiddush is even though it is detached somewhat, if it's not Pirsha Ruben, it's Osir. Now, if he does it b'kli, it's chayiv chatas. Who told him the geizah? He's on the commandment sima shemem bebir aloch. So the mloch over here would be geizahs. This is taking something off of the body that where it grows. So then he sends you to bir aloch and shemem, which he grapples with the mloch in his rich lagufa issue. Pulling off the skin, the mloch is to pull off the skin. He has no purpose for that. He's just going to discard it. So how could it be chayiv if it's a mloch in his rich lagufa? So over there, he said that the could be the bloch, the definition of geizes can be either to tzarech of getting the fleece, or alternatively, you can get tzarech of the body. That's also a form of geizes. So now, over here, it's not called malacha and sikh legufa because he's doing it to benefit the body. That's part of the malacha, is the act of being attacked in the body by removing things. That's the malacha. So halacha lemaisa, even though it's pirsha ruban, since it's either one direction or the other, so according to one of the rishonim, either Rashi or the Ben Tam is going to be Osir, so we should be choshish for both opinions and say that it's Osir. Even though you're taking off a Yah, which is a Rabbanon, so I could have argued, at least in a Rabbanon, let it be a Sabbath Rabbanon the Kula. No, we don't say that. Okay. Lamed Beis. Choshish Beshinov, the person has the toothache. Well, Yigma Behem Chomitz, the person shouldn't gargle with vinegar, and then the Miflis and spit it out, because that's clear that its intent is just for the purpose of refuah. Avamagamea Berleya, Amatalba Kadarka, but if a person wants to swallow it, it's mutter. So even though he doesn't swallow it immediately, he swishes it around and allows it to anesthetize the pain of the tooth, and then he swallows it. But the man, since at the end of the day he swallows it, so it's a maisa of achilat and a maisa of refu. Or metalba kadarka, you want to use chaimitz, some people would use as a dip. So meanwhile he's imbibing the liquid of the chaimitz with the dip, with the vegetable, whatever. Chash v'gronoi, lo ya'arena b'shem, excuse me. So you can't, excuse me, you can't maintain in your mouth some type of a gargling type of a thing with the oil. The oil, the idea of the oil soothing it by coating it, etc. You can't do that. But he can swallow oil. If that helps, it helps. But to keep it there in his mouth, that he can't do. Kufa chash b'shinov. Vatzalam and then Yehuda lasses lo eitz adar v'lerfua. So we're talking about over here, it was a mechash ba'alma, so there's no heter b'mir lakum. Fil davar shu rach mishun shvus, kim shu rach mechash ba'alma. So even a shvus to shvus, the goy doing a drabonon, also wasser, because it's not really a significant pain. Achim yesh tzar godol, mach was a cave, but where's that lechlash kol gufa? If he becomes weakened due to the pain, to point that he's enough, that he's an echlash kol gufay. So mutter lasses al yadai filam alachu deraisa kedei abasif gimel ein sham b'hagot. So once he's a chali kol guf, they mounted a mir lachim on deraisas even. Yeah. Lo yigma, so he can't do this act of swishing around in his mouth or gargling. The mucha milsa shul refua, filadishos rachakach yivla. Also, even though he's actually going to swallow it, but the act of just not swallowing it immediately, but holding it in the mouth till he swallows, is it looks like it's for a refua purpose. So it's also. You can't do behem chemetz with the yain seraf. You can't use whiskey either. Gam can't do behem chemetz. The same thing like vinegar. Malkum tzar gadol efshir at least with yain seraf. The mutal lehashoyser b'fi v'livloya achar kach. We could argue that there's a difference between whiskey and vinegar. Vinegar people don't necessarily normally imbibe. So if you're swallowing it, you're swallowing it. If you're not, we say your kavana is for refuah purposes. And even if the person eventually does swallow it, but we say the fact that he's keeping it around in his mouth, chaimitz, refuah purposes, that's a problem. But whiskey, we could argue that sometimes people do swish it around before they swallow it. So mela, it's not mucha milsa, and it's therefore at least b'mokka matchak, we're going to be samachan. I call some, this chayyadam continues and he writes, who would in the also litan al ashein negalach a spiritus v'sumin chavin. So they would make some type of concoction with some type of an herb called negalach Spiritus, which is with that spirits, that the Mishnah Berurah uses that for spirits, which is alcohol. Vesumen Chamin and Hat Bran. If he's an awful mishka, so refuah is mutter. So if he's weakened by this illness to the point that he has to go to bed, so then he's called a kalaguf, and therefore mir lachem is mutter. Ein sham liel dayrei yisom mutter dafka yerei shinui chayel masik sham dim iyavshir b'shinui mutter b'shinui. That which matter Yisrael to do malacha for. This person was enough of the Mishkov. It's only mutter ayin eshinu. Then he adds, if the Chayyim says, if the Chazal were mechayev you to do a shinui, but if it's not possible, there's no possible way to do a shinui, so you want to do it without a shinui. Then we said in the case of he has a bad his sore throat, lo yarenu b'shemen pirshiyasha b'shemen b'fi, which means he's going to keep the oil around his mouth before he swallows it. Filim yirelim b'sabiyun, he'll swallow it eventually, but that guba that he's keeping it around his mouth is a problem. The mukhem nutzel the refuah ga'avid, because we consider even if he swallows at the end, the fact that he's maintaining it in his mouth, so what he's saying is not something which people will normally savor the taste. It's obvious he's doing it for refuah purposes. Obviously, that's going to be true. That's obvious that his intent is refuah if he spits it out. Some say in the case of his belay the b'soiv, it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be supportive of that. Okay. B'shemen afilim loshen Hashem and l'sech anigrin who may silka is also. He mixes it with beet juice, which that was like maybe a more of a normal concoction. It's still also. But
this in brochas?
Mm-hmm.
B'lehu
shemen. So if he wants to swallow the oil and it might help, that's his business. Even that is also. Masamagad Rabbah told him called the fiyam makam asman. He made derech abriyim. The vloyah sham shem and vloyah makam also. Moshe kosev b'sif laman zayin. So the point is, it should not be obvious it's doing it for refuah purposes. So that will change. So Chazal didn't put a absolute specific iser or heter in any type of action. They set a rule: don't do it in a way that it's nicker for refuah. So well. And that will be decided by what's normal in that area. So if nowadays it's less common for people to do these things, if people only do it for refuah purposes, so then it's going to be awesome. Fine. Lama Gimel, Gneach. Person has this illness where he has heart pain and he's groaning. Gneach means he's groaning. Due to that, the heart illness. So that was considered that the refuah was to nurse from the animal. Mutalina cholamia behemi. He's allowed to directly nurse from the animal. The makam sarah legos rabbanon. That's definitely not a deraisa. Definitely a shinui. The makam sarah they didn't answer. If the issue over here, the tsar over here is he has pain from his ka'ev lev, from his heart condition, and this is being merapa, the pain of that, so that goes, that's mutter. But if the issue is just partially he's starving, he can't eat too much, and he wants to do this because it should alleviate the discomfort of being hungry. So that's also a form of removing tzar. It says that they weren't matter. Gneach kufav mikayv liba. He's groaning from his pain of his heart. Shrufos alina kolav reseach mebehema. So Chazal said the refuah is to drink milk which came out directly from the animal. It's still hot, still warm. So it's definitely kalacha yad. It's not normal way. And malkum sarla goes to rabbanon. Kuvzayin malkum sarla. Hainu after ikir chalivus a behema who made a raisa ishum mafarik who told the dosh. In general, milking a cow is a deraisa issue. But over here he's doing it clearly in a different that a human being should directly suckle from the behemoth is clearly a shinuk. It's not a deraisa. Now that it's not a deraisa, lo havi raki is a derabbanan, mi derabbanan. And therefore, v'tir is that they're matur over here in this scenario. So he has the equivalent of status of a chalal shein b'sakana, which you can tell a goy directly to do malach with the raisa for you. So why are we doing this strange thing? So zakti Mr. Bura, hakashani therefore shaloi who linak be'atzmut. So having the goy milk the animal and then giving him the milk doesn't help. It's not the refuah. The refuah is specifically the act of included in the refuah is the act of suckling directly from the animal. So it has to be done directly from the animal. So we don't have to. There's no way we can ask the goy to do this because it won't be direct. Okay. Then he said, if the only issue, some say that the issue over here is he's the tsar of not being able to eat anything, so that's not a heter. Kufches Yeshar Mishim Hanoloshin Haloshin Yeshar Mishim Eduktuk. Some say, so the Mishmur, that's not a really precise language. Some say, why the mashal the sword Rishonim Mutar B'Shav the Filim Mishum Tsar Rav, because some say that for the purpose of Rav, it's not a heter, it's also, which sounds like you're saying the first opinion says even for Rav is mutter. And some say for Rav is not mutter. That would be the way you normally present the Yesh Arman. Well, that's not true. Bamasla, his kiru dumb is that cloud. They didn't say that. So what's the Yesh Arman? So Sotim Shabura, maybe like this. So Afshin Zalit, who a feel of Yamtif also bezep. That according to this opinion, that it's this Yesharim that says it's Malkum Sar Shalrov, they're not permitted because it's even true on Yomtiv. Whereas the first opinion might say Yomtiv, it's Mutter. That goes back before. Members like Skirtov is a cloud. I feel absolutely do. I feel a beyond the Zosser. Could be the first opinion agrees the second opinion that Zosser. Even not only in Shabbos, even a Yomtiv, they agree that it's Zosser. So what is this Yesharman? El Dim, if they ask him who?
Where did Yomtiv come from?
Bishabbos. He says the word Bishabbos. The Yeshem and the Mainlo El Tsar shall rob Osalinik with Behemoth Bishabbos, we're supposed to Yom Tov, it's Mutter. So this Shita is being the Yesharim, the simple reading is saying the Yesharim is saying it's Osir on Shabbos, and the earlier opinion says it's Mutter even on Shabbos. Well, for all I know, that Shita holds it's Osir not only on Shabbos, even on Mutter, Yom Tov, it's Osir. How do you know what they hold? They're not discussing it. So Yesharim, if you find the halacha which is mentioned just in one opinion, you call it Yesharim, but it's not really a it's not a continuation, it's a new din. So if the whole issue is just Tsar Shalrov, the Dakimishum Tsar Kharli Hitiru, Awaloy Biz to walk upon him and Farak Lakhiyad. It is an Isid Rabbanon involved over here. It's doing Mafarik for form of Sweet of Mir Rabbanon, because it's Klachiyad. So we're only going to allow this because it's Tsar Kharli. Bishabis. Abyamta Mutter, according to this opinion, Yamta is Mutter, Imainloy. Any hoodie, lach lebal yadav. He doesn't have a goy available to do. In other words, this argument that you need, we said before, that you need to suckle directly to the animal, is only relevant because he's addressing Tzar Shecholi. If he's addressing Tzar Shalrov, he's just hungry, so I don't care, you don't have to dafka, do it direct, he could do it. So what's the problem? The problem is that we have to get around the Mepharik Deraisa, the Chaliva Deraisa. So one Eitzah is by doing with a Shinoi, while the other Eitzah is to milk directly into a food. So we said if you milk directly into the food, that mashal bolo oichel koichel dami, so it's not considered a mafarik deraisa because he didn't do anything. It went from oichel to being oichel.
He has food, but he
needs food. Well, apparently the milk is what he needs, but he doesn't need directly to suckle directly. So therefore, if he has maichel lachle boy also linuk b'fiv gam yamtiv al yachle b'sachem maichel kamosha kozes simen tav kufei. Okay. You can't expel the milk into a container and then feed it to a child. See, if the child suckles directly, that's mutter. That's the tzarech of the tinuk, and that's mutter. If the woman expresses it out into, that's the word I was looking for, expresses the milk out into a container, that's a malacha deraisa. And then she's giving it to her child, but that's not proper for her to do that. So Mishabura Kufir Aleph, Misanik Mishum Mafarik. The problem here is Mafarik. Now in a Hanami, and let's say in a case where the child was not able to nurse directly, the child was whatever reason was weak, it wasn't able to nurse directly to the mother. So we need, and this is what the child is right now, at this point, this is what the child is drinking. That's what it's using for its food. So then it's mutter for the mother to express the milk to give to the child. Fine. Let's hold it here.